guys, we have one more story, and then we're going to take a short break. This next gentleman is a good, wonderful storyteller, Nerdalogs Emeritus, great friend, Andrew Bentley. Yeah!
Yeah. Hello, I'm Andrew Bentley, and my card was inflating Sean Hannity with helium and watching him float away. Inflating Sean Hannity with helium and watching him float away. What a lovely thought. It's so satisfyingly benign. As a supposedly enlightened humanist, I have at least the rudimentary moral compass necessary to feel guilty about murder. I couldn't ever truly enjoy the thought of, say, caving Sean Hannity's skull with a ball-peen hammer, or holding Sean Hannity's lying, venomous face against a belt sander, or making Sean Hannity eat so many bees that he craps honey. No, no, no. That would be inequitable. But turning him into a human balloon? That's so much more poetic. It's a whimsical Roald Dahlian notion, dripping with cosmic justice, yet untainted by the guilt of entirely justified violence. If you try, you can almost picture him there in the book, scribbled out by Quentin Blake on page 49, indignantly swollen with that noblest of gases, and tilting in the wind to the joyous amazement of some Dickensian scamp in his magical woodchuck. I can see his face, somehow pinched with rage, even when stretched to its limit, and the string trailing from his asshole, worn with years of tugging by every special interest and Coke subsidiary eager to make Sheriff Woody talk. There's a snake in my boot. Somebody poisoned the waterhole. Climate change is a liberal myth. By ceding responsibility for his fate to the whims of the trade winds and the happenstance of local power lines, we could sleep peacefully at night, comforted by the thought that he's still up there somewhere, floating around in the atmospheric equivalent of that farm upstate where old dogs go to romp and frolic and are only very rarely sucked up by jet intakes and shredded into thousands of wet morsels raining down like bolognese into the reticent ocean. It's important for us to keep that high ground, at least publicly. You see, that's the great lesson Sean had to teach us before vanishing into the sky like a bloated captive Mary Poppins. The power of appearances. There is no ugly fact so undeniable or unconquerable that it cannot be subverted by an even uglier lie. If we shout long enough and furrow our brow and clench our anus in feigned indignation, if we pummel our straw man and shake our heads and spread our hands in demure apology for the inevitable results of our rigorous journalism, we can even convince each other that it was Sean's fault all along. Coming up next, it would say, did Sean Hannity deserve to be force-fed 2 feet of esophageal tubing and repurposed as a grotesque dirigible? We don't know. But here's 4 experts who think the answer could be yes. And, of course, 1 meek asshole who might dare to imply with all the confidence of a bow-legged fawn at its 7th grade talent show that while both sides have a salient point, maybe there was a bit of an overreaction. And, of course, we won't stand for that. That uppity little traitor will need to be thoroughly ground down into the dirt just in case anyone gets the impression that there's even a hint of gray to the matter. Then, after the break, woodland talent shows. Is there anything more adorable? And our monstrous apparatus will chug on. We learned our lessons well, Sean, from you. Sean, we learned it from watching you. From watching you and knowing that you're no true believer, that even that final bulwark of sympathy is denied to you. Sean knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows we know he knows, and knowing that gives him such a rock-hard, pants-defying, carbon-60 hard-on that it's a wonder every beat of his black heart, every new surge of blood, doesn't bobble the head of the little plastic Reagan on his desk. And he knows, just as we do, that the malignant implement he services is built with redundancy of forethought, and will not miss him. It will not falter a single step of its cloven hoof. We could fill the sky with floating jeans and power ties. We could blot out the sun and bring forth a new age of sun-kissed cities buoyed upon the backs of wheezing pundits, squeaking against each other in silent, pop-eyed distress. And it would do nothing to stop the hands that tug the string. You're not worth the helium, Sean, even if we want you to be. We need it to manufacture our semiconductors. Now, bees, on the other hand... Thank you.
Max, I think you just got some more ideas for cards. There was like five or six pitches in there.